I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Country Music Television is no longer airing Jason Aldean's music video, Try That in a Small Town. So the song and video are facing a ton of backlash right now. A lot of people are perceiving it as being in favor of gun violence and lynching. So the music video features Jason Aldean and his band in a city called Columbia, Tennessee, and they're singing alongside the track with some news footage. Some of the footage includes a woman spitting in a cop's face, the American flag being burned, police pushing against crowds at protests, and a man walking into what looks like a gas station and then getting decked by another man. He like falls to the floor. Not long after the video's release, online critics started highlighting some of the song lyrics as heightening gun violence and basically being like, it's okay to get people riled up. So some of the lyrics are sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjack an old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool? Well, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough? We'll try that in a small town. So he released this with a statement that said, when you grow up in a small town, it's an unspoken rule that we all have each other's backs and we look out for each other. It feels like somewhere along the way, that sense of community and respect has gotten lost.
So the song has been out since May, and it never really raised any red flags at all. In fact, I listened to it a whole bunch of different times and never even like raised a red flag to me. Like, I understand what he's saying about a small town. My fiance is from a small town. I frequent a lot of small towns. I even kind of grew up in a small town outside of San Diego, but not all that small. So I understand that the pride he has in it, and the attitude is different in a small town. I didn't hear any like overtly racist anything in that song or endorsement of violence. I just think he was saying, you can't try that stuff. The stuff you're doing in the big city doesn't fly here in a small town. But I think the video just came out, and here's where the real controversy lies, because while the song can be interpreted as a small town anthem, they made a brutal quote unquote mistake on where they shot the video. And it changes the texture of the lyrics on the song when you know the history of where it was shot. And I gotta believe that producers and directors are smart enough to do research on the location before they shoot it there. And this is the history. It was shot at the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, where a black man who was 18 at the time was lynched in 1927. And the site is also infamous for the Columbia Race Riot, which occurred in 1946. So it was right on those, the steps of that courthouse. So when you put those two together, for me, the texture did change of the song.
And it did for me as well. And it's not like you're going to know everything about every location you film, but if you're filming a song like this with the lyrics that it has and the tone that it has and the message that it has, you are responsible for doing your research as far as like where you're shooting it and what the history might be. But yeah, I felt the exact same way. Like it just, full disclosure, that's the first time I've ever heard that song, because I'm not a country music fan. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to country music. It's just not my jam. And so having heard it growing up in Kentucky, I did not grow up in a small town, but I have frequented small towns. It just... to me, it screams divide. Like you're trying to divide people rather than bring them together. And that's the message I didn't appreciate. It didn't come across as like rah, rah, small town. Let's support each other. We got each other's back. It was just felt more of like of a division.
I can't help but feel some of the frustration that he felt in that song also. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel safe walking the streets in a lot of big cities also. But when we go to visit Tiffany's family out in Gainesville, I feel very safe out there. The attitude is different in a small town. So for me, the song wasn't offensive until you know the history of the location.
You feel more safe. Mo, where would you feel more safe walking by yourself?
Not in a small town.
Yep.
Definitely not. This is the first time I'm hearing about all of this. Once it was known that the history of the place where they filmed the video was their response from the producers, from the artists, or anything about why they did it, or if were they just saying that they were ignorant to the history of it, or...
I haven't seen the response to the location.
So I looked up, because I was like, how do you not know what happened there? And basically they said Jason didn't know, he didn't choose the location, and they also said that it was just a popular filming location for that area.
I ain't buying that.
And when you watch the music video, too, there's imagery that... It looks like protesters and protests, and then there's a news headline projected on the courthouse that is about the man who was shot in Georgia during an environmental protest by police, because it was alleged that he shot at police back, but there were big protests in Georgia over it. And so when you watch the visual context of the song, it doesn't seem like it's about some rando who's robbing a liquor store. Try that in a small town. We have each other's back. It seems like if you're protesting and you're up in people's faces and you're rioting or you're standing up for stuff, try that in a small town. And that's the vibe it gets, that he's not talking about your common everyday criminal and you're having your neighbor's back. It's more like, try to stop disrupting the status quo. Go ahead, try and protest stuff. See what happens. And that comes across as a threat to a lot of protesters who are allowed to protest peacefully.
Kim, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I'm just in, they take things like this off the radio and whatnot, and I get that, and hearing you guys talk about it makes total sense. But how come kids and everything can still play games where they shoot and kill people and there's guns everywhere, but emojis on a phone or a squirt gun? It just makes no sense to me.
I'm not really sure the connection you're making here.
Just about, it's more so the gun violence thing. How can you have video games that kids play shooting guns, but you can't have guns in a music video?
She wants to know why one is okay and the other is not.
I think
this one have guns. I haven't seen the music video. Are there guns in the music video? Or is it more just the message?
A little bit, but I don't think that was his overall message. I think it was just like, hey, there's a lot of crap going on in the city.
Yeah.
We're going to have each other's back in a small town.
So they didn't pull it because of the guns. They pulled it because of the message.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And also, video games have ratings, so that's on the parents. You're not supposed to be playing like Call of Duty at the age of 13. It's inappropriate, but people let it happen anyway because that's just life. And the water gun emoji, you're talking about the Apple changing the gun emoji to a water gun emoji. That is a big international company making a step in a direction that they felt was appropriate and safer.
I think, as I said, the song has been out since May, but the visual on it, maybe the video just came out, and that's why there's controversial, because the song itself didn't raise any red flags with anybody.
Yeah, I think combined with that, it's really, it doesn't look good. What did Ice Spice really think about Taylor Swift reaching out to collab with her? I'll tell you what she said on her ex, E-Buzz, on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.